Hello and welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. Well, I hope you all enjoyed last week's episode, which was our Memorial Day special. I want to let you all know that Brother Charles Harper, the author of the new book, Freemasonry in Black and White, just sent me the link to his book, which is now available. If you missed it, a few episodes back, we interviewed Brother Harper, and it's about an hour long. It's actually a really good talk. The link to purchase his new book is going to be on our site, so check for that on the right column under the Masonic Businesses. I believe it's retailing for $21.99, but it may be a little more, maybe a little less, depending on where you're looking for it. Which is a great deal, though, considering the fact that he self-published it, and it is such a great book. The first review of the book came out not long ago, and it was a very good review at that. I'll be getting a copy myself, and definitely looking forward to reading it as soon as possible. Another thing I wanted to mention is Brother James Fry of the Midnight Freemasons was part of the forming of a Masonic research society called the Rebus Research Society. He just recently started a Facebook page for it as well, so be sure to check that out as well and give it a like. As always, I have to mention our podcast partners, Juan Sepulveda, host and producer of the Winding Stairs podcast, and also Brother Rob Lewis of the podcast Far From Centered. Have a listen, give a review, follow is at WindingStairs33, and Rob Lewis is at Far From Centered. Not long ago, a brother from my home lodge gave me his collections of proceedings and papers from the Illinois Lodge of Research. When he offered them to me, my jaw hit the floor. This particular brother's been an influence in my Masonic career. He's an older gentleman, and he is a guiding light in Masonry, really. So I thought, what better thing to do this week than to share that with you guys. Occasionally, I'll be pulling from this huge resource to bring you some really cool papers. So, to christen the book, this week's first piece is indeed from the Illinois Lodge of Research. So, this first piece from the Illinois Lodge of Research is from Volume 7, Number 1. And those of you who have listened to the show over the past, I'm sure have no doubt realized that I have, I guess you could call, an obsession with what we call the Lost Word. I even went as so far as to do my research for my AMD Council on the Lost Word. So without further ado, this is The Mystery of the Lost Word by Alexander Horn. Benjamin Franklin once said that the only secret Freemasonry had was that it had no secrets. Mackey, however, with greater insight, pointed out that there was indeed a secret, but that the secret was only symbolically represented by the Lost Word. Actually, it lies in another dimension entirely. For the secret itself is divine truth, with all its implications, and the search for the Lost Word, in the last analysis, it is but the search after absolute truth. That is the view of our best thinkers, in the words of one of the most profound among them, Arthur E. Waite. The secret word is secret only by reason of its having a secret meaning. It is veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols, and it is the allegory and the symbol that we have to unravel in the future ages that are before us. Only then will we have recovered the lost word. Thus, it is profoundly true that the real secret of Freemasonry is not where we commonly hope to find it. And for many of us, what we do find in our hands for a long time is but the substitute. For it is not a word we are after, or even its meaning, but an idea. The true word of the Master Mason would be a paltry thing indeed if it could be wrapped up like a dose of headache powders in a neat little package for everyone to possess. Instead, we find that, like the ever-receding horizon, the mystery of the lost word is something we forever attempt to approach, if we search for it at all, but never appear to reach. Or perhaps it is more like the parabolic curve of the mathematicians, forever approaching its asymptote and forever decreasing the gap between them, but finally closing it forever, theoretically at least, only in the infinitudes. The idea behind the symbol of the lost word is thus an idea that encompasses all of the inscrutable mysteries of existence, life and God, and the profundities of nature, and the depths of the human soul, and the utmost recesses of the human heart and mind. And the divine truth for which we seek has all the impalpable implications of the mystery rainbow, at the end of which, but only at the end, is the pot of gold. So that's the end of that one, and not a real long piece. So I wanted to grab another one because that one was a little short. And this one And if you hear the paper rustling in the background, I do apologize. I am working from straight paper. Normally, I type everything up. So if you hear this, that's the sound of antiquated paper. This paper is entitled, What It Means to Be a Brother, by Kevin Tuck. My dear brethren, what does it mean to call another man brother? Is this simply a term we use to refer to one another to set us apart from everyone else? Do we do it because everyone else does it? Is it because we are obligated to do so? How is it that two men who have never met one another can meet on the level and treat each other like brothers? Before becoming a Mason, I, like most people, was cautious upon meeting strangers. The process of getting to know someone can take weeks, months, years. Can this person be trusted? Do we have anything in common? And yet, as a Freemason, I can meet a man with whom I have never spoken, about whom I know nothing, except that he is also a Freemason. And that is enough. Without hesitation, I am prepared to render any and all assistance to him. I trust his word implicitly. I will go to the length of my cable toe for this man I have never met. He is truly my brother. There is a certain bond that exists, which I find difficult to express. Perhaps, like the Tao, when looked for, it cannot be seen. Reached for, it cannot be grasped. Listened for, it cannot be heard. And yet it is there, undeniably present and unshakable. I am profoundly moved by the acceptance I have found within the craft. I am not referring to the simple camaraderie, although that in itself is a wonderful thing. I have the feeling of coming home after being away for a very long time. The men who I call brethren are the most honest, most sincere, and most caring, and most wonderful men that I have ever had the pleasure to meet. When I think of all I have learned thus far, and all I still have to learn, I realize that I can never really repay the debt I owe. None of us can. But this debt is not like money owed. It is the debt which makes each of us richer and better. I now realize that Freemasonry holds the key to the greatest secret of them all. And yet, it is not really a secret, is it? As we look around the world today and back through the veils of history, we see that mankind has always been at war. Hatred has twisted the minds of men, turned brother against brother. Religion and politics have led to the senseless slaughter of millions upon millions of people. Fear and paranoia have shaped the development of civilization since the beginning of time. But we as Freemasons have discovered the most profound of all secrets. And that secret is that we are all brothers under the fatherhood of the great architect of the universe. This simple truth allows each and every one of us to treat one another with dignity, respect, and caring. If we find a brother in need, we give to him and comfort without hesitation and without thinking of what we can gain in return. Within the body of a lodge, we all are equal. Certainly, some may have more money, others may be more intelligent, but these things are irrelevant. What matters is only that the man next to you is a brother, or shared experience. Our shared experience of being entered, passed, and finally raised, regardless of our personal religious beliefs, regardless of our nationality or political opinions, makes us brothers. This simple yet profound truth has the potential to change the world. My brothers, we hold the key. What we choose to do with this key is up to each and every one of us. What does the future hold for mankind? No one knows. Imagine a world where every man, woman, and child lives this truth. Impossible? I think not. We are proof of that. Every time we reach out a helping hand to a brother in need, every time we live the teachings of Masonry, we bring this reality a little closer. The future is what we make it. What induced you to become a Master Mason? All right, so I hope you enjoyed that. That will be the piece that I can scan, and I will put that on the PDF for the app subscribers. Next, I wanted to mention our affiliate Onnit Labs, bringing you great products for fitness and sports. Alpha Brain, New Mood, awesome protein powders like Hemp Force, which might sound like a red alert, but this product doesn't contain THC, pot, or anything like that. It's just a pure vegetarian source of protein powder, which I use every day, in fact, every morning. Anyway, if you visit our site, wcypodcast.com, and click through the Onnit links, whatever you buy, Onnit sends us a little bit of the money from the sale. The products remain the same price as if you hadn't went through our website, meaning they don't mark anything up just because they're giving us a piece of the sale, but it does help support the show. Also, if you use the coupon code WCY at checkout, you can get 10% off of your order, which usually covers the shipping plus a little bit more. Also, if you like having this show streaming and like to have some bonus features like I just mentioned, check out our apps on the website at www.wcypodcast.com, and they're for the Android and Apple. I've been told that they work well on the Kindle as well. If you're into streaming aspect of the show, but you're not wanting to worry about bonus features and you want to help out the show a little bit, there is a free option, which is the Stitcher Smart Radio. You download that app, you register using your promo code, which will be WentzKMU with no spaces, and you get the show for free, and Stitcher sends us $1. It's a win-win. If you're not into apps and you want to help the show out with hosting costs or anything else related to the show, we do have a donation button, which is featured on our site as well. It's all secure, run through PayPal. All money is put right back into the show. So all those ways are things you can do to keep this show going and help out. And moving on, I wanted to continue our spotlight on the Midnight Freemasons. And this week, I wanted to tell you all about Judy Gordon. Judy Gordon is very active in the Job's Daughters. In fact, she just wrote a fantastic piece, which will be going up very soon on the Midnight Freemasons. She's the past honored queen and Bethel guardian of Bethel number 55 in Peckin, Illinois. She received the Cryptic Masons Masonic Youth Leadership Award along with her husband, Ray Gordon, in July of 07. She's also the past matron of the Morton chapter of Foreign Illinois of the Order of the Eastern Star and historian of the Emblem Club, number 424 in Peckin, Illinois. Judy is the recipient of the degree of Royal Purple in 2012 and elected as the Grand Marshal for the Illinois Job's Daughters in 2015 to 2016. Ray and Judy have three grandkids and what they describe as a very spoiled dog, Reggie, who incidentally volunteers as a therapy dog at local hospitals and nursing homes. So you can tell that she's very knowledgeable and she has a great perspective as an active lady within the craft. And you do well to check out the stuff that she's written on the Midnight Freemasons and anywhere else she may write. Once again, they are on the Midnight Freemasons, which we do publish three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, which is over 200 new articles every year. Next, I want to say publicly, because there is nothing else I know that I can do to show my gratitude, thank you to Brother Brian Shimian, who also is a Midnight Freemason guest contributor, and he shared some of the Masonic treasures that he had with me. And when I opened the package, I sorted through, inspected, gazed with awe, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't tear up a bit. So thank you so much, brother. Again, I mentioned that Brother Brian is a contributor to the Midnight Freemasons, and the first part of his series went up last Friday, which was entitled Dad's Masonic Ring. And it will be continued next Friday. So please give those a read because they are indeed filled with emotion, which spans the gamut. So about a week and a half ago, our friend and brother John Paul Gomez of Fraternal Ties announced the release of his new bow ties. This was very exciting for me for two reasons. One, many of us have been waiting for this day for a long time. Many times I wear one of John Paul's ties to degree work with my tux, but sometimes the master of the lodge and the dress code will in fact require a bow tie specifically. And I was forced to actually wear a plain black or white bow tie. No big deal. But now, finally, we're able to wear a Masonic bow tie, which has the same caliber designs as John Paul's ties. I'm really excited about them. The second reason is he announced a, quote, fraternal bow tie twin pack, end quote. At the same time, he announced he was having fraternal twins with his amazing wife. So congrats to John Paul and his family. And I want to let everybody know that you can head over there to Fraternal Ties right now and order either the Masonic white bow tie or the black bow tie, which is the Memento Mori, and it's a bow tie. Each are $35, I believe is the cost there. And there is, of course, the Fraternal Twin Pack, which is $70, but you do get free shipping with the Twin Pack. Also, by popular demand, he is releasing a printable version of his 21 Reasons You Might Be a Freemason artwork that he created. It's pretty funny. I would challenge you to read it without laughing out loud. It's pretty hysterical. Next is this week's famous Freemason. Born in December of 1828, and he passed away in 1891. He was a general practitioner and police surgeon, Dr. William Robert Woodman. His greatest interests were gardening and Freemasonry. He was initiated into the Societas Rosicruciana in Anglia in October of 1867. He succeeded Right Worshipful Little as its supreme magus in 1878. Woodman was the founder of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn with Samuel Little Mathers and Dr. Westcott sometime before February 12, 1888. Again initiated in 1857 at St. George Lodge, number 129 in Exeter. Well, that's a wrap for this week. Remember to check us out on Facebook and follow on Twitter at Whence Came You. We're on a ton of other social media sites as well. Links to each of those you can find on our website at wcypodcast.com. Also on our site, there are links to the apps for you for Apple and Android, Stitcher, and our affiliate Onnit Labs. Check out the trailer for Sirius as well, which is on our site. Everything we talked about, you can find links to on our site. Again, that's www.wcypodcast.com, including the Midnight Freemasons. Take care, everybody. Stay on the level, and for Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson.